10:58 is our time. Quick break on the program. When we come back, the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever, joins the program. What's the platform? Is it costed? And why are they not unified with the Libertarians? What's the difference? You better think. Seven minutes after 11 o'clock in 30 minutes time, we're going to be joined by Danny Don Landry, back from his travels, getting us up to date in the world of sports. But joining us right now, the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever. How are you?
Very good, Tom. How are you?
I am fantastic. Is that your theme music or George Michael Freedom or another Freedom song? Which is your...
That's funny. I could dance to either, but I'll tell you, it, just coincidentally, that's the ringtone for whenever Freedom Party calls my cell. The,
really?
The George Michael one, yeah.
All right. Are you running in this election?
Yes. In the riding of London North Centre.
London North Centre. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. Do you have a fully costed platform?
We're the only ones with a platform and that actually says we're going to run a balanced budget each and every year. Most of the things in our platform are concerning not so much spending. We're in favor of no new spending. I mean, if anyone wants to come away from this interview hearing Paul McKeever and the Freedom Party today on your show, that's the three words they need to hear: no new spending. So we look at the face of these three parties that are on TV every night saying we're going to spend billions of dollars, but none of them telling us how they're going to do it. We say, no, we're not going to spend any additional money.
All right, let's look at, first of all, one of the big issues has been electricity, that the cost of electricity has skyrocketed in Ontario as we've not had a handle on a number of, I mean, green energy, fit projects, microfit, even nuclear refurbishment. I mean, yes, we have plenty of supply, but it has cost us. What would you do about electricity in this province?
Well, we take a very firm look. I'm a lawyer by trade. I have taken a firm look at the Court of Appeals decision made in 2013 that says if the government chooses, it can unplug from those extortionate green energy contracts with the wind and solar providers. So what we're proposing in our platform is that we immediately end those contracts and require each of the various generators to compete on price. That's what we care about. We don't care about how green your energy is. We don't care how many owls it saves. We want low prices.
All right, hold on a second. What about homeowners and conservation policies or conservation programs? What would you do about that?
Energy conservation programs?
Yes.
We have no plan to change any of that. We're not looking, though, to further the wind climate change plan. That's something that would go. So right now, we're in crisis mode as far as the price of electricity goes. We're going to focus on price and more price. That's it. Green energy is not something that's going to be figuring into a Freedom Party platform.
Would you give a discount now and make consumers or ratepayers pay higher prices later on, such as the current plan, or would you have real costs paid for by the current consumer?
The only way to do it properly is for the consumer to pay for the costs that they incur. This shell game we're seeing from the three leaders, you know, Mr. Ford saying he'll lower your prices by 12%. Well, what he's saying is he'll put it on the tax bill instead of on your electricity bill. So that's a shell game. We're opposed to that. We think that if we just require the providers to compete on price, that will the price competition itself will bring down prices considerably.
All right. On a very, very small note, but I note in your platform, you would end the ban on incandescent light bulbs.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a holdover. But you see, in Ontario, we imposed a ban. They actually extended that. They let us use them for a longer amount of time. It's just a personal peeve. A lot of people have expressed it. We've routinely said we'd get rid of that.
Healthcare is the largest line item in the Ontario budget, regardless of which party is in power. What would your plans be for healthcare in this province?
We've put out detailed healthcare plans in each of our opposition budgets. I was just in front of the finance minister this past February telling him how to balance the budget. So the detailed plans are online, but essentially what you need to do, the only way to do this, is to make sure that we turn OHIP into a crown corporation, take it off the budget, and require it to be exposed to some competition. So we'd end the Progressive Conservatives ban. They banned private health insurance back in 1969. We want to see price competition on healthcare, health insurance. That's the way we would deal with that.
So as a citizen, I wouldn't have to buy insurance, but I would be given the right that I could purchase insurance if I wanted to.
That's right. OHIP is a form of insurance, and you'd still be able to buy OHIP at the same price without any special application. Everybody would be free to stay exactly the same. For those who don't like OHIP, or maybe they want to pay less because they only want to insure for, say, you know, big problems like maybe a heart attack, they can do that, save some money if they want. But you would get to choose. So you wouldn't have to pay for OHIP plus pay for whatever you bought. Instead, you'd pick one.
People see an emerging crisis in mental health and addiction. Is there anything you would have in your platform that would address mental health and addiction?
Nothing in the platform, but we're in favor of personal responsibility. If a person wants to drink gasoline, that's their problem. You know, we have obviously hospitals for acute situations, but for chronic situations, I don't think the situation demands that the taxpayer build new buildings for people so they can continue with their personal afflictions. There's choice in life, and the choice to medicate yourself out of awareness is not something the taxpayer should have to be putting money in for.
Well, speaking of choices and self-medicating, what would you do about Beer Store, the LCBO, and Ontario is about to become the largest pot dealer? What would you do about all three of that?
Well, we haven't mentioned the LCBO and the Beer Store in this election. We have in past elections, and we don't like the foreign-owned monopoly on the Beer Store. We'd be in favor of seeing that go. It's not something we're proposing in the platform, but we are in favor of that. In terms of the cannabis plan that the Liberals, the NDP, and the PCs are all on board with, we're opposed to it. We don't want the Kathleen Wynne plan where the government becomes the monopolist or a pot dealer. We don't think the government should be in the sales of pot at all. That shouldn't be something they do.
Is there anything you'd get rid of? Is there any Crown Corporation, any agency, board, or commission that you would be rid of should you form the government?
Well, the LCBO is actually something that is, if they say it's a social responsibility plan, but that's the cover. What they really are is a price setting organization, and we think that price competition is the cure, not the harm. So if you got rid of the LCBO's function in setting prices, I think we would find that price competition would take care of a lot of that. I suspect, by the way, that with the federal legalization of cannabis, we might see a redistribution of who buys what. So LCBO might be finding it's competing with that consumption unless it, you know, takes over the monopoly of that. I think that's why the Wynne government has given the LCBO essentially control over cannabis, so that no matter whether someone picks one poison or another, it's going to be the LCBO that profits.
Let me ask you this. How many candidates are you running in this election?
We're running 14. No paper candidates this time. Everybody who's on the ballot is somebody who's come to us. We've had conversations with. We know they're in favor of the platform, unlike some other parties. So we just thought, you know what, let's not pretend. Let's make sure that everybody who's running has an honest and earnest belief in what we're doing, and that if they were to be elected, they'd be able to represent properly their constituents.
Why do you believe... So the Freedom Party, I mean, people have the right to form their own parties, but why do you believe you can affect change from outside of the big party system rather than go in as, you know, economic libertarians within a party system? Like go into one of the three big parties and saying, or four, and just saying, hey, you know what, we really want, just like there are social conservatives who vote for the PC party, why aren't you guys, you know, economic libertarians under the PC banner?
It never works. That's the honest answer. If you want to see what happens when people try that, look at Doug Ford, for example. Numerous times during this election, he's come out and said that he's in favor of a free market solution. So, for example, he said for about 24 hours that he was in favor of private sector retail of cannabis when it becomes legalized. It took all of about 24 hours for his party to say, wait a minute, we're the party that doesn't like cannabis at all. You better get on board with the Wynne plan, which says the government has a monopoly, which he did. And that routinely has happened. So green space, he's talked about, you know, off the cuff. He says, oh, why don't we open up some of the green belt and to development? Well, 24 hours later, his party says, no, Doug, you can't do that. We're the party that says, you see what I'm saying? So the PC party is not an empty vessel. It's got a long history. It's the party that brought us most of the left-wing stuff we've got today. Rent controls, the income tax provincially, the retail sales tax, socialized medicine. They ban private health care. The only reason the PCs are sort of seen as in any way free market or right-wing is because of a short stint under Mike Harris. And the only reason they had to do that was because they were fending off the Federal Reform Party that was in favor of balanced budgets. They were coming off the heels in Ontario of the Ray government, so it was easy to sell a balanced budget party. But that reputation is so worn at this point, it's ridiculous. Look at the history, and you'll see a party that's really just a left of Liberal Party. In fact, they're the party that monopolized Hydro in the first place. They took it out of private sector hands and put Sir Palat there out of his Casa Loma. He had no money coming in. He couldn't afford the taxes. So it's an astonishingly horrible history of 42-year reign by the PCs, where they brought in most of the stuff people complain about today.
So you're telling me that Sir Adam Beck, who we named a high school after in London, was not necessarily the best decision maker when it came.
He was in favor of government monopoly. So he was the guy who wanted power at cost, and basically every problem we've had with electricity has followed that.
I have a question from a listener. Would you rewrite the Green Energy Act so Ontario isn't paying more for electricity than we sell it for?
Oh, I think I know what he's driving at. Yeah, we're promising to scrap the Green Energy Act, so we're ending that program altogether. But the excess supply has tended to happen when, for example, unexpected things happen, like the wind comes up, the turbines start turning, and the more electricity is in the system than we can use. You can't leave the energy in the system, so you have to get rid of it. So, eventually things like Pickering Nuclear are going to be coming offline. We're not in favor of getting it offline right now. It's bought and paid for. Might as well use it for as long as it'll go. But in the interim, I think we need to get rid of the problem makers, and that is, in all likelihood, if we got rid of the wind turbines and solar, we wouldn't have the unexpected surges in power that cause us to have to sell the United States or even to pay the United States to take the energy off our hands.
I have a number of candidates in this area. I don't have any Freedom Party candidates in Niagara. You have some. You have one in London Fanshawe, London North Centre, London West, Elgin Middlesex London, and you have elsewhere, Oxford County, but all the way up Ottawa, Vanier, Haldimand Norfolk, Davenport. But I have a lot of Libertarian candidates. Is it a nominal difference, or is there a marked difference between the Freedom Party candidates and those who describe themselves as Libertarian candidates?
Yeah, they're diametrically opposed. Ontario Libertarian Party is Ontario's radical anarchist party. I mean, if that party, if you look at its platform, every single plank is get government out of it. The party sees the government as the one and only enemy of mankind and the sole source of all evil. And I got a couple of quotes, because I get this question often, Tom. Let me just read a couple of quotes from the party leader, the Libertarian Party leader. Quote, "It does not help our cause to advocate anarcho-capitalist market solutions to non-libertarians. No one outside the libertarian community will understand. We need to use a sort of rhetorical camouflage and develop an arsenal of well-chosen words, phrases, and talking points that allows us to infiltrate the political conversation in Ontario without being labeled as kooks." That's one. That's recent. Here's another one. If we libertarians are attempting to bring about a new world order, one person at a time, then we must include everyone within our fold, anarchists, statists, and collectivists of all stripes, and everything in between. That, again, is the Libertarian Party leader, Alan Small. We are the exact opposite of that. Freedom Party is in favor of a government that does its job better. We want government that deals with the bad guys, so that the rest of us can go out and pursue our own happiness in our own ways.
All right, so there is a role for government in people's lives. As I said, someone's got to pave the road, someone's got to cut the grass. Well, we can contract it out. So we have to have some government. So libertarians are more for getting government out. You're more for maybe smaller government, but being a smarter government.
You bet. Our goal is making sure that everyone can pursue their own happiness by getting rid of the things that threaten that, right? The things that take away your ability to choose. When people hold a gun to your head, your next-door neighbor, someone steals your money, someone breaks your car. The government needs to be there to set laws, to enforce laws, so that you can peacefully pursue your own happiness in your own way.
All right, before I let you go, Paul, what are some of the other things? What's the final message you want to give to voters? What are some of the other things in the platform you'd like people to be aware of?
Well, there's a number of things. We deal with some of the social issues that the other parties have sort of avoided dealing with.
Such as?
Well, for example, in schools right now, you've heard a little bit of talk about you know, the math scores are down, et cetera. We think the problem there is a broad-based teaching problem, which is experiential learning. We've gotten away from teaching such things as the 12 times tables. We want to change the way children are taught so that they actually learn. We want instruction, not self-discovery. On the universities, we've seen some really bad situations where people are putting, you know, the masks on and using threats and intimidation to prevent people from having open discourse at events, you know, meetings and whatnot. So we want the police to be available on call to student groups who are experiencing those kinds of threats, so they don't have to shut down their events. Within the workplace, you know, there are these policies that have been put in by the Wynn government that say that if someone makes a claim of harassment, no matter how unfounded, the employer has to incur hundreds or thousands of dollars to pay some investigator to investigate the situation and to find out if there's anything to it. The problem with this, and I'm involved in that myself, I'm an employment lawyer, I do this every day, the problem with this is that employers are not lawmakers, they're not law enforcers, they're not police. They're being put to an added expense. The proper method, and the one we're suggesting, but the Freedom Party is suggesting, is get rid of that legislation and require people who are being harassed to follow the correct procedure, you know, call the correct body, whether it's a police officer, whether it's a human rights tribunal, whether it's the courts, and let proper trained people carry those out. Don't put that burden on employers because they don't even know what they're doing to in the first place. And it's being used right now in a bad way. Bad employees are trying to get rid of competent and good employees whenever they fear that the good employees are going to fire the bad employees. I've seen it all. It's being abused, so we want to get rid of that.
All right. You have 14 candidates running. What's your goal for this election? What is your realistic goal come June 7th?
Win as many seats as possible. Right now, the NDP has, you know, what is it, somewhere in the range of 12 to 20 seats at any given time. If we can establish a beachhead in the legislature, get our voice heard there, we think that's the path to a greater number of seats later.
Would you be in favor of proportional representation?
100% against it. It leads to routine minority governments. The only system that we have that allows a government to plan into the future without horse trading is the one we have.
Paul McKeever, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Take care.
23 minutes after 11 o'clock. So now we know why the Libertarians and the Freedom Party, they're the exact opposite of what we are. Okay. Quick break on the program. Back with more right after this.